Ninth letter. The enclosed is an answer to that which I received from blank. Pray deliver it to her. She seems to me full of good will, but she would go faster than grace. One does not become holy all at once. I recommend her to you. We ought to help one another by our advice, and yet more by our good examples. You will oblige me to let me hear of her from time to time, and whether she be very fervent and very obedient. Let us thus think often that our only business in this life is to please God, that perhaps all besides is but folly and vanity. You and I have lived above 40 years in religion, that is, a monastic life. Have we employed them in loving and serving God, who by His mercy has called us to this state and for that very end? I am filled with shame and confusion when I reflect on the one hand upon the great favors which God has done and incessantly continues to do me, and on the other upon the ill use I have made of them and my small advancement in the way of perfection. Since by His mercy He gives us still a little time, let us begin in earnest. Let us repair the lost time. Let us return with a full assurance to that Father of mercies, who is always ready to receive us affectionately. Let us renounce, let us generously renounce, for the love of Him, all that is not Himself. He deserves infinitely more. Let us think of Him perpetually. Let us put all our trust in Him. I doubt not but we shall soon find the effects of it in receiving the abundance of His grace, with which we can do all things, and without which we can do nothing but sin. We cannot escape the dangers which abound in life without the actual and continual help of God. Let us then pray to Him for it continually. How can we pray to Him without being with Him? How can we be with Him but in thinking of Him often? And how can we often think of Him but by a holy habit which we should form of it? You will tell me that I am always saying the same thing. It is true, for this is the best and easiest method I know. And as I use no other, I advise all the world to it. We must know before we can love. In order to know God, we must often think of Him. And when we come to love Him, we shall then also think of Him often, for our heart will be with our treasure. This is an argument which well deserves your consideration.